This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Deputies arrested two 17-year-old boys following a lengthy physical struggle yesterday morning. Deputies had responded to a call of shoplifting and assault at Ray's Supermarket, where the two suspects had attempted to steal beer and then fought with employees who tried to prevent the theft. The boys fled the scene and were found on School Road at Bouguenais Avenue. There, one suspect was tased after he became combative, but the taser had little effect. The deputies eventually got the boy into handcuffs, and he and the second suspect were arrested and booked for robbery. One deputy received minor injuries, as did one employee. The county SWAT team was called out to West Haven on Tuesday afternoon after a man wanted for murder in Florida was reported to be on the premises of a house on 8th Avenue. The suspect, 29-year-old Samuel Schultz, was considered armed and dangerous, but he was taken into custody without incident. Schultz is the suspect in a homicide at an apartment complex in Orange County, Florida, on July 3rd. He was booked and awaits extradition. Congressman Jared Huffman will be on the North Coast tomorrow to attend the celebration of the Salt River Ecosystem Restoration Project. The latest phase that connects Francis Creek to the Salt River has been completed, and the event will take place at the Veterans Hall in Ferndale at 1 p.m. Tomorrow morning, Huffman will be in Eureka to present the owners of Los Bagels with his Sustainable North Coast Award for their efforts in reducing waste and their environmental practices. Local cannabis business consultant and Humboldt State grad class of 2013, Danny Burkhart, announced she will challenge Supervisor Virginia Bass for the 4th District seat. Burkhart will hold a campaign kickoff event on Sunday in Eureka at the Lohide Building at 5. Burkhart said the county is facing challenges that need long-term solutions and that she is running to see the greatest good happen for the greatest number of people in the community. Next week, the County Fire Safe Council will host three more public workshops to help residents prepare for wildfires. There is a workshop scheduled for Monday night at South Fork High, Wednesday at Trinity Elementary in Willow Creek, and Thursday at the Redway Fire Hall. All the events will run from 6 until 8 p.m., and county officials want public input as they update the county's wildfire protection plan. Caltrans has temporarily closed down Highway 101 near Piercy and at the site of the slide that closed the freeway for several weeks this past winter. Traffic is being detoured onto State Route 271, and the full road closure will remain in place through at least tomorrow. Motorists can expect traffic narrowed to one lane in each direction through the winter months as work crews continue to address the hillside that spilled onto the roadway. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce will host a grand opening of the Mendenhall Studios tomorrow after a two-year renovation of the four buildings that make up the complex at 2nd and C Streets in Old Town. The ribbon cutting is scheduled for 5:30 during Arts Alive. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.